Rabbi Israel Friedman.
Was the minig of our goen Rebisse Zalman Meltzer Zeiches Hadik Levrucha Simchas Torah? He used to have a nigun which was very precious to him, and he would sing this nigun every single year. And even in his last years, when he was already very weak and feeble, and it was difficult for him to sing and to join in and to participate, however, he said on this nigun, he wasn't willing to be mevata. And the nigun was, he used to sing a nigun, Kometz Yah Zuckman, and the whole oilim had to say, Oh. Kometz Beis Zuckman, the whole oilim said, Bo. Kometz Gimel Zuckman, the whole oilim said, Go. And this nigun he would sing every single year with great simcha and great hislavas. And even in his last years, he didn't want to be mevata on this nigun. So what's so special about this nigun? And Rabbi Zalman Meltzer said that this nigun they used to sing in Velozhna Yeshiva. So we find a medrash rabbi in Shir Hashirim, Nogila v'nismachu boch, that yid now avoid is to rejoice boch with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Omer Reb Yitzchok boch, b'chof beis oisius shekasav taluni b'toyre. Boch refers to the 22 oisius in the Torah, harei boch. That is rejoicing with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So this Medrash Lachor is the makor that when it comes to Simchas Torah, we have to rejoice. Nagila v'nismachu boch b'chof beis oisius haTorah, and this is what Rabbi Zalman used to do. Kometz Aleph Zuckman Yah, Kometz Beis Zuckman Bo. However, vus licht in this Medrash, we all know the Aleph Beis. What does it mean that we rejoice with the Aleph Beis? Therefore, that means we are rejoicing with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. We find the Mabit, one of the Eshter Achroinim from the Lester Rishoinim, writes a Moedike Yesod. We know the halucha is that Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav, I Ato Rishui La Omrom Bal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say it Bal Peh. Why not? Zuk the Mabit, the reason is as follows. HaTorah Shebichsav, I Ato Rishui L'Omra Bal Peh, Lefi Shehakriya Biktsav, Mitztairim Soidoiseyo, Betsirois Oisiyoiseyo. That when one sees the words, and you see the letters of the Aleph Beis, then that is the Soidus HaTorah. Vimkoira Oisa Al Peh, Tifchas Malazi. If you say it by heart, you will miss this. And as I state in the Shlo HaKodesh, he explains, this is why Bashas Kabulas HaTorah state V'chol Ha'om Royim Es HaKoylos. We were all able not just to hear that Aseres HaDibros, we were Royim Es HaNishma, we could see the letters. Why? Zug the Shlo HaKodesh the Zelbi Yisod. In order to understand Torah, you have to be able to see in front of your eyes the Oisius of the Aleph Beis. And he says, this is Pshat in the Pusik, Eidus Hashem Ne'emuno Machkimas Pesi, that even somebody who is a Pesi, he cannot learn. However, if he looks at the form, the shape of the letters of the Aleph Beis, Oisiyois Machkimois, those letters will help him to understand the Torah. So we see there's something very important about the form, the shape of the letters of the Aleph Beis. It isn't merely like in other languages, in order to be able to speak, someone has to put together some formation of letters to make words, to make sentences and paragraphs. Here the whole Torah is built on the oisius of the Aleph Beis. Now Zoishtei Beferish in the Rosh, in his Perish and Gemur in Adorim, Daflamet Chesom Ad Aleph, Kol HaChochma VaHaseichel, the whole Chochma, an understanding of the Torah, Remizim Biksav HaTorah, is hinted to in the words of the Torah, Betsirois HaOisius, in the form of the letters. What this means? I do not understand, because the letters are all the same. An Aleph, a Beis, and a Gimel, whether it's in Parshas Bereishis or Parshas Noach, Lech Lecho, that's all the same. So what does it mean? The whole Torah is hinted to in the Aleph Beis of Al Zoi Shteit in the Rosh. And when you learn Torah and you look at the words of the Aleph, the letters of the Aleph Beis, that is Machkimas Pesi, Oisius Machkimos. Now there's a beautiful story, a famous story from the Bedit Shavaruv. One year, Rosh Hashanah, the Bedit Shavaruv was standing in a shiel, about to blow the shofar. The Oilam Red said, "Lam Natsayach, Livnei Korach Mizmoy," seven times. Everybody's waiting for the Bedit Shavaruv to blow the shofar. And the Bedit Shavaruv stands there, and he doesn't blow the shofar. The Oilam is waiting and waiting. And eventually, after a long time, he blows the shofar. And after davening, people went up to the Bedit Shavaruv and said, "Rebbe, what was the delay? Why didn't you blow the shofar?" And the Bedit Shavaruv said an amazing thing. He said, "I saw, whilst we were saying Lam Natsayach Livnei Korach, a little boy came into shul, and he saw everybody was davening so hard. And this boy was unable to daven. He'd never gone to a cheder, never gone to a school. He didn't know how to daven, and he also wanted to daven. And seeing everybody davening with such kavuna, so this boy started to say over the Aleph Beis, because that's all he knew. And he said, 'Rabbi Mishalim, I don't know how to daven. All I know is how to say the Aleph Beis.' So he started to say Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vov, Zayin." Said the Bedit Shavaruv, when this boy started to repeat the letters of the Aleph Beis, this tefillah went straight up to Shemayim, and the Rabbi Nisham took those Aleph Beis which he had said and formed out of it the words of tefillah. And I knew if I'm going to blow the shofar, he's going to stop saying the Aleph Beis. And I didn't want him to stop saying the Aleph Beis, because I knew that that tefillah of his went straight up to Shemayim. So I waited until he's finished. A famous story from the Bedit Shavaruv. And I found Be'emes, this yisod of the Bedit Shavaruv, is the Beferish HaLucha in Hilchas Shavias, which the Beis Yosef quotes it LaHalucha in Yoredeya in Simon Reish Lamed Zayin. We know if a person makes a Shavia, it's not so straightforward to be able to be Mataneda, to be Mefa, a Neda, or a Shavia. And all them also, if a person was holding a Sefer Torah when he made the Shavia, if a person is holding a Sefer Torah and he says, "I promise this and this," such a Shavia cannot be undone because he was holding a Sefer Torah. Comes along the Beis Yosef and he quotes in the name of the Moloch and the Rosh, who quote Rabbeini Haigon, that this halacha, that if you're holding a Sefer Torah, you cannot be afterwards Mataneda, is not only a Sefer Torah. Now, Misha Nutl Sefer Tefilois, somebody was holding a Siddur, Veshakis Vekoidish, or any other Sefer, Nishbash Shavir Boisa Sefer, Harehi Kashavir Sefer Torah. It's the same as if he was holding a Sefer Torah. Why? Shahare Yesh Bem Shemois Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'yesh Bem Psikim, has Hashem's name, and has Psikim. V'loyoid, not only that, says Rav Haigon, because it has the Aleph Beis, you don't have to come on to Hashem's name or Psikim, just the mere Aleph Beis itself. The words of the Aleph Beis themselves can be arranged to write Psikim and names of Hashem. So that in itself is the essence of the Torah. So says Rav Haigon, what's the difference if you hold a Sefer Torah or if you're holding any Sefer? And says the Beis Yosef, Elefize, according to this, Afila Hanoitel Aleph Beis Beyudoi, somebody's just not, he's not even holding a Sefer Siddur, he's just merely holding an Aleph Beis. You know, the first little book that the children go when they go to Cheder, they get an Aleph Bina with the letters and big Aleph Beis Gimel. Even says the Beis Yosef, if that's all you're holding, when you made the Shavia, this Aleph Bina, the letters of the Aleph Beis, V'nishma Hare Ze Shavia. And Al Zoi Shrab, the Chivas HaRashba, also quotes in the name of Rav Haigon, Kach Hirini Min HaShamayim. He was shown Min HaShamayim. Sheshaviyazi Keshaviyaz Sefer Torah. Kiven Shakusev Boy Kol Oisir Shaba Aleph Beis. Geno the very same Yisod. Therefore, with this, we understand very clearly the minig of Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer. It comes Simchas Torah. Yidden dance with the Torah. Sometimes a person can think to himself, who am I to dance with the Torah? We know there's a famous story from the Rav Tzaruv. He once saw a Groisa Am Ha'oretz dancing with Groisa Slavas and Simchas Torah. He was very taken aback. This fellow just about know how to open a siddur. So he went over to him and he said to him, tell me, Rabbi Yankel, why are you so happy today? I understand, Groisa Tamil Chumim, we've learned through the Torah and they finished it. They're besimcha, but why are you so besimcha? So this Yid said over, tells to the Rav Tzaruv, and the Rav Tzaruv used to always repeat it with great Islavis and Hanur. He said, Rebbe, I don't understand your question. As man breeder machte chasne, soll ich nicht mitfreien? My brother machte chasne, vada, I'm not making chasne, but er machte chasne, soll ich nicht mitfreien? If my brother's making simcha, of course I'm joining in. And the Rav Tzaruv had moidik Hanur for this. Aber lefid vereini, we can say a different word. The simcha of simchas haTorah is even if all you know is the aleph base. If a person tries his hardest, a person all he knows is aleph base. That aleph base, zuk the bedit shivaruv, zuk the base yosef b'shem rabbeinu haigun, zuk the tshivas harash b'kach harinim in hashemayim. The aleph base is mitztarif to the oisius and has got the kedisha mamish of the kedisha sefer Torah. And we find this unfortunately as well, feket. Shteit medrash rabba in Eicher Rabusi, abeshas chom beis hamigdash, omle kodesh baruch hi lavrum avini, bonecho choti. Your children have sinned. Va'ovri al kol haTorah. They have been over the entire Torah. Va'al chof beis oisius shabo. And they've been over on the chof beis oisius haTorah. The Chorah, I don't understand. If they've been over the whole haTorah, so what does it mean? And as well, they've been over the chof beis oisius haTorah. So we see the two different things. There's one thing being over in the Torah, and there's another thing being over on the chof beis haTorah. And that's why it's let gebrengt in the Sfurim, the Chodesh fin Menachem Ov is called Ov, is Aleph base. Our avoid is we Menachem, the Aleph base, but we were over on the Chof base, Oisius HaTorah. And now, when it comes to Simchas HaTorah, it's Faked, Mid Toiva Meribah, a Yid, afraid sich mit the Torah. And the other Yidin, who not on the high Madrega, however, they afraid sich mit the Aleph base. I've learned Aleph base. I know a little bit extra, a little bit more. And somebody who knows the Aleph base, this is Kudosh Kikadishus Sefer Torah. Man Eltefeter of Nuchumotcha von Shaltkev, in his very last tish, which he gave in 1939, under the eyes of the Nazis, Yimach Shemom, they had forbidden the Yidden to gather together. Any Yidden found gathering together more than three Yidden were to be straight away killed. And they came together one last tish, just literally a few weeks before the Second World War broke out. This was in Vienna. And his parting words to his Hasidim by the tish was, he's told over this story of the Beditsha Veruv, Batekia Shofar, from the little boy. And he added on and he said, I feel unfortunately there's come a time when unfortunately we won't be able to daven any longer. We won't have the emotional, we won't have the ability to be able to concentrate to daven. Nevertheless, from this story we learn a moedik yisod. If all that we are capable of doing is just merely reciting the word, the letters of the Aleph base, like that child, the Rabbeinu Shloilim will take the Aleph base and put it together and make from that the words of the Torah. And Azoit Gezuk, the altest, the one of the Sadiger Rebbes, the Avi Yaakov, the last Shabbos, just before he was Nifter, they made a minion by his bedside in hospital. However, he was so weak and feeble, he couldn't join in, and he said, he was but sad that he was unable to daven properly together with the minion. But he said over afterwards a story that when the Baal Shem Tov, famous story, was going to Istanbul, to Eretz Yisrael on the way, he was almost killed in an accident. And at the time, Motsigen him from the Baal Shem Tov all his madregas. And he tried to work and regain all his lost madregas, and he was unable to. And what he did was he started repeating over the letters of the Aleph base. And by repeating the letters of the Aleph base, through that he was able to regain and come back to all his lost madregas. So a person, Efreitich with the Aleph base, through that he gets to all the Hasugas. And this was the minig of Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer. Aleph Kometz Aleph Zukman O, Kometz Bey Zukman Bo. Ayid Efreitich with the Torah, Dus is Nogila Venismachu Boch, Dus is Bachof Beis Oisis HaTorah. Yesterday was the Yutzat from the Menal, from Gates of Geshiva, Reb Zev Koyen, Zachoin of Rucha. I'm sure many of us here knew him very well. And he used to say over Moide Kavod from Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer. Once as a Bucha, the younger man, he went to speak to Reb Issa Zalman in learning. And Reb Issa Zalman told over to Reb Zev, Ich lern junger von dir. I learn younger than you are. Reb Zalman Meltzer was an alte Yid, and Reb Zev was a younger man. And Reb Zalman told him as follows. The Mishnah Zukt in the fourth Perek in Uvas, Elisha ben Aviya Oymer, Haloymed Yelet Lamohi Doymer. Somebody who learns with a child, what is that comparable? Learns as a child, what's that comparable to Niyoy al Niyah Chudosh? Somebody who writes on a fresh sheet of paper. Haloimet Zoken. Somebody learns with his old Lemohi Doime. That's somebody who writes on Nia Mochok, on an old piece of paper which has already been rubbed out and you're trying to write on it. Otreb Issa Zalman gezukt, as a statement in the Mishnah, Haloimet Keshehi Yeled. Haloimet Kishizok. Somebody learns when he's young or when he's old. Shit. Haloimet Yeled. Eine was learned when it's fresh. Eine was learned mit the younger koiches. Haloimet Zoken. You can have somebody who's a younger bucha. Alert wie alte Yid. He's not concentrating. He's not learning on a fresh piece of paper. Although he might be young, aber lernt wie alte Yid. Und Reb Issa Zalman gesucht, ich lerne junge von dir. Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer was already a Zucken. Aber gelernt mit dieser Geschmack, als his Slavis, it was a Beginner von Loi mit Yelet. And therefore he said, it's everything geht heran. The Shlua Kudosh writes a Moedik Yesod as follows. Ra'isi v'kibalti, I was Mekabel and I saw, af mi shehi am ha'oretz gome, even somebody is the greatest am ha'oretz. And he's very upset. I was never zoicha. I wasted my younger years. I didn't learn properly in yeshiva. It's impossible now for me to catch up. It's too late. Although nothing's possible. Aber so schwer. So what should he do? Zuk the Shlua Kudosh Reisi Kabalti. He should repeat over the words of the Cedrus, Bereshis, Noyach, Lech Lecho, Vayerach, Yesura, told us, and so on. Then he should go and say over the words, they repeat over the names of the Nevi'im and the Ksivim, Yeshia, Shoiftim, Shmiel, all the Nevi'im, all the Ksivim. And then he should carry on. V'achakech Shema Shidur Sidur Mishnah Moyed Nushim Azikin Koshim Taharis V'Shemes Kala Masechtus V'Pikayim as they are printed. And then afterwards all the names of the Medrash Rabba, Medrushim, Medrash Rabba, Medrash Tanchima, Sifru, Sifri, Mechilta Tos Kehanim, Medrash Tilim, Medrash Mishli, Yalkit V'Oid Habak Yosef, and all then the Zoya, Tekina Zoya, and so on. And somebody who reads over the names of these mesechtas, and he cries that he doesn't understand it, the boyshim will be happy with him, and in the next world he'll be zoicha to understand all these different mesechtas, that he does all his hardest to be able to try and understand. Therefore writes the Shlua Kudosh, as everybody should make for himself a list of all the different sedras and all the different mesechtas and all the different midrushim, and it should be constantly in your mouth, And says the Shluach Kodesh, because even the greatest Tamachumim, I don't see that they're Buki B'chol HaTorah. So really this is something which everybody should be doing. Even Tamid Chumim are learning. Are they fluent in all the Midrushim? Are they fluent in all Zoya Kodesh? So therefore says the Shluach Kodesh, R'isi B'nei Aliyah V'heimah Mi'utim HaZoichem Lil Mekhilam V'yik V'kriyas HaShemus Toye liyos nechshav ki'ila ayin v'lomad bekilam. Again, we see the zelba yisod. A person isn't zoicha, but you just read the names. The boyin shem is male ki'ila you are zoicha to learn it all. And this emes starts from the aleph base. So this is what Rabbi Zalman Meltzer was saying. Aleph kometz aleph oh. Kumetz base bo. A person repeats the Aleph base. He shows a boy in the Sholem, I want to understand the whole Torah. I want to be able to learn the whole Torah. I can't, unfortunately. However, I know your Aleph base. You're a boy in the Sholem. You can take the Aleph base. And not just really like in the story of the Bedich of Ruf, make it to all the Tfilis, but you can make it to all the Mesechtas. You can form it into all the Midrushim. With these, this is the same always as the Aleph base of Unzoya Kodesh. So I know the Aleph base from Torah Shebichsav. I know the Aleph base from Torah Shebalpeh. I know the Aleph base from Gemura, from Medrash, from all this, from Zoya, from all this for him. So this is their great avoider. Nogila v'nismechu Bach. Bach is bechuf base oisius hatoyre. Rabbi Kiva Eiger a gezuk de moide kevot. We know the last word of Zois HaBruches Le'enei Kol Yisrael finishes off with a Lamed. The first word of Bereishis starts with a base, is Oisius Lev. Ot Gezukt Rebbe Kiva Eiger, the Gan HaGaonim as follows. Why, Taka, is the word Lev the word which connects the end of the Torah with the beginning of the Torah? Because Chazal tell us, Echot HaMarbe Ve'echot HaMamit Elvad Shechaven Liboy la'oviv shabashamayim. So it comes Simchas Torah, and again, sometimes people might feel, I don't feel part of this Simcha. I haven't learned so much. I haven't finished the Torah. So l'choira, I'm not included b'chlal in this Simcha, and I haven't got really any role here to participate and be part of this Simcha. Zug Rebbe Kiva Eiger, as du zug den Torah and nishtazoi, as the lev, that is what is machaba between the Zois HaBrucha and Bereishis, because echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamid evad shechaven liboy le'oviv shabash shemayim. And interesting, the Elyar Rabba Freik de Kasha, we know always that the Haftorah, the Mafti which we line, l'choira has to be connected somehow, is a continuation to the Kriya. Freik de Elyar Rabba, as the Haftorah fin Simchas Torah is the first Perek in Yoshia, Vayhi Achre Moish Eved Hashem, and then took over Yeshia. Freik del Yerabba, why is it, L'choira, this Haftorah we should be lining straight after V'zois HaBrucha. And what we do is, after V'zois HaBrucha, we interrupt with Bereishis. L'choira, Bereishis isn't connected now to the Seif of Yeshia, because the Haftorah goes on V'zois HaBrucha, and we've interrupted with Bereishis. So Zuk the Elyar Rabba Taka this Yisod. You see how important it is to connect Bereishis with Vezois HaBrucha. And we understand this because we have to have this lesson of Lev. Lev is what teaches us how important it is, the Echad HaMarbev, Echad HaMamet. The Baal Shem Tov used to say as follows, Toiras Hashem Temimo Meshivas Nofesh, that even somebody who's learned the whole Torah, nevertheless in reality, in truth, he hasn't even begun to scratch the surface. After all that Klal Yisrael have learned Torah, all the thousands of years, even so, Torah is Hashem Tamima. The Torah is still whole. We haven't yet begun to understand and to reveal what's licked in the Torah. And I'll just give you a raya to this. The Rambam writes in Sanhedrin, in Perek Yid, Yesod HaShmini, he writes, part of our min in the Rabbeinu Shloilem in the Torah is to believe that every every single word has got soidus which we cannot begin to fathom. And then he carries on and he says, Ein hefresh bein evenechom kish emitzrayim v'shem ishtoi mahatavel v'timna hoise pilegesh ebein onoich Hashem lekech v'shma Yisrael. There's no difference, says the Rambam, between the Pusik telling us that the wife of can't remember who his name was now. No. The wife of Chunon ben Achboy, to be precise, was one of the Alifei Esau, the end of Parshas Vayishlach. His wife was Mehetavel bas Matret bas Meizov. There's no difference, Zug the Rambam, in this Pusik and in the Pusik of Anoichi Hashem Eloikecho. Because the whole Torah was given in Hashemayim. And somebody's going to say that these are the Ikepsikim and these aren't his Apikoris. Elekol Dibbe Vedibbe Menat Torah. Every single word and every single letter, Yesh Behem Chochmois Ipeluim, has in it unbelievable Chochma and Pella Lemisha Maven Oisum, for those who understand it. V'loi hisik tachlis chochmusim, and we cannot begin to really scratch the chochma. Aricha meretz mida rechuvah mimiyom. V'ein lish ela lahalich be'ikvois dovid Mashiach lelikei Yisrael shispalel gal einai v'abita nifluos mitoresecho. We can only ask, please Hashem, gal einai, open my eyes, I shall understand a bit. I don't understand. Why does her have to tell us that this lady Mahatavel bas Matre bas Meizov was the wife of Chunan ben Achboy from the Alifa Esav? What difference does it make? The answer is because we haven't begun to even understand the scratch the surface. And says the Rambam, there's no difference between that Pusik and the Pusik of Anoich Hashem Lekech and Shema Yisrael. As many soidus as is written in the Pusik of Anoich Hashem and Shema Yisrael is written in that Pusik. We don't see it because we haven't been Zoicha. So therefore we understand very well what the Shlua Kodesh says, that everybody should compose to himself a list of the Masechtas to learn, because even the Talmidei Chachomim, the Bnei Aliyah, even they haven't really begun to understand the Torah. And the whole Torah, as we know, is contained with the Vilna Gaon in the first Pusik, and the first Pusik in the first word, and the first word is in the first letter, the base. How? We can't begin to see it. But in the Ganze Torah, else licked in that base. So the Oisis HaTorah, that is the Emes HaSimcha. In the Altar's Manim used to be a minute, used to give out by the Kufas, not just Sifra Torah, but they used to give out Takas Sforim for people to hold, and they would dance with these Sforim. So this is Nogila V'Nismecho Bach. Bach is B'Chof Beis Oisis HaTorah, which should be Zoicha, Nogila V'Nismecho Bach, Omen Ken Yerutza. Thank you.